Can you help keep Bob Enyart on the air for another year? I know you can do it. Every subscription, we're giving away Bob's brand new video on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you ever wondered why it is that God put that tree in the midst of the garden? I've wondered a lot of things about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Bob's brand new video version of his insightful teaching on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is free for anyone who subscribes to any of our monthly subscriptions. Folks, I know you get a lot out of Bob Enyart Live, and it's time to pay a little bit forward. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Call us up or go to kgov.com, subscribe to one of Bob's monthly teaching series, or just make a donation, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000. It's the Bob Enyart Telethon. We need your help to keep on the air. God bless you.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to another episode of Bob Enyart Live. I am the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And in studio, I have a guy that turned upside down his district assembly, the Republican Assembly. Actually, he didn't do that. But I am so thrilled to have a candidate in studio, David Dobson, running for District 4, the State House here in Denver, Colorado. David Dobson, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Oh, it's great to be here, Bob.
David, what I would love for the audience to hear is the story of how you ended up with the nomination. And then also you received as a candidate, people have the opportunity to vote for you in November from the Denver Post. And then also from Focus on the Family. Actually, it says from the Colorado Family Institute. I believe they're affiliated with Focus on the Family, a questionnaires, candidate questionnaires.
Yes.
And they're both interesting. The Focus on the Family questionnaire, I call that for shorthand reasons, that gets us into very important conversations. But could we start with, how did you get the nomination to run for the State House?
Well, I opened my mouth, Bob.
You did?
Yeah, actually, all right. Actually, what happened is I've been involved with this personhood initiative since 2007, when Colorado Right to Life first introduced the first personhood amendment. And since then, I have learned a great deal from you and from your colleagues.
What an honor. For example, Leslie Hanks. Ken and Joe Scott. So many.
Yeah. Donna Ballantyne.
Donna Ballantyne.
The office.
Doug McBurney.
Yes.
The whole crew. There's so many to name.
There is. You know, I've done my own research since then. You know, there are things that I thought should be done. And so I took some leadership myself and started doing some things that I felt compelled to do. Mm-hmm. And so let me tell you how I got actually nominated this year.
Yeah.
I went to my precinct caucuses, and at the precinct caucuses, I was nominated as a delegate to the Denver County Assembly. At the Denver County Assembly.
Oh, and David, by the way, Colorado Right to Life put out resolutions on their website urging Christians around the state of Colorado to bring these personhood resolutions to their caucuses. And so many caucuses all over the state of Colorado passed personhood resolutions, the resolutions that people brought in, prepared from the Colorado Right to Life website.
Right. I was one of those people. My precinct caucus,
Praise God.
I walked around and I had many copies and I gave them to every precinct within my district. I explained it to them, encouraged them to introduce this resolution. I've done that a few times now and people are remembering me now.
And that takes courage and boldness to go. Normally there's a dozen or more precincts meeting in one location. And so to get there a little bit early and go around and say, make sure you guys introduce this resolution. So thank you.
I wasn't early. I was like running around. I was interrupting everybody. But I had a great response. A lot of people took it and responded favorably.
Wow. Praise God, because we're standing up for God as our creator. And these children are made in God's image and likeness. That's why it's wrong to kill them.
Yes.
So you were at your precinct caucus. You got elected to...
I was nominated as a delegate to the Denver County Assembly. At the Denver County Assembly, our district, District 4, split off from the County Assembly and had their own meeting. Mm-hmm. And it was at that meeting where two candidates introduce themselves for our district. And so I was compelled to ask them their positions on certain issues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were toting the Republican line.
Small government.
Jobs and the economy.
Low taxes. Yes, right. Yeah. It's all about money.
Avoid the issues. Yeah. Right. The social issues.
Right.
So I questioned them. One of them was pro-choice. Mm-hmm. The other candidate was pro-choice, pro-civil unions, anti-God.
Pro-child killing, pro-homosexuality, anti-God our creator.
Yeah, whatever. Right. Anything goes.
Right.
So I got up and I made the case as to why I wouldn't vote for either one of these candidates.
Oh, good for you.
If they were the only ones on the ballot.
Whoa. Yeah, so forget about it. Even if there were no Democratic opponent, regardless, I wouldn't vote for these guys.
No.
Because they're child killers.
Republicans. These were Republicans.
Right. So. No, I know. But even if there were no Democrats, if one vote would put them in office, I wouldn't do it. Doesn't the Bible say that God hates hands that shed innocent blood?
He does.
He hates the hands that shed innocent blood. And that must include Mitt Romney. I mean, it's got to include Republicans, too. It can't only be that God hates Democrats.
He hates murderers. Right. He hates people that don't fear him.
Because they destroy others. They kill children. They support all kinds of perversion. And
Yes, I can go on about that, right. Bob.
Yes.
But what happened is I got up and I made the case as to why I wouldn't vote for these candidates. And I made a pretty strong case for personhood and why I can't vote for these candidates. It always comes back to the same thing, that all men are created equal with certain inalienable rights.
Yeah.
And if all men are not created equal with certain inalienable rights, then these are no longer rights at all, but privileges bestowed upon us by the courts.
Wow. So, I vote for you.
Yeah. So neither one of these candidates intended to uphold the rights of our children. What on God's green earth makes us think that they're going to defend our rights?
Mm. Wow. Praise God. That's powerful.
That's what it comes down to.
These are the kinds of things that come up at a caucus meeting or a county assembly and all. What a neat opportunity. That's why we encourage people to go out. It's a good time. It's fun, actually.
Yes.
Okay. So what happened? There was a tea party. There was an uprising.
Well, I had questions. I had a small debate. You know, it really always comes back to the same thing. If you get stuck on a certain point, like what about the case of the life of the mother or rape or incest? It always comes back to the same thing. If all men are not created equal with certain inalienable rights, then these are no longer rights at all, but privileges bestowed upon us by the courts.
Right.
So the question is, are we done with America? Are we done with the very principles upon which this nation is founded? Mm-hmm. We have a choice to make. And I presented that choice to the people.
In other words, at your District 4 meeting at the County Assembly.
Yes.
So, but how did your name get thrown into the, because it was these two other candidates?
This is what I didn't see coming. I had opened my mouth, and then what I didn't see coming was the entire assembly just came to a complete stop. And people started discussing amongst themselves, who would support these values that this guy just pointed out?
They're saying, who would support the values that this David Dobson guy just enunciated?
Yes.
Who here among us could be a candidate? Mm-hmm. Because these two guys are not.
Yeah. So after about 10 minutes, you know, they finally got back around to me and they said, how about you?
Would you run?
Yeah. So I took my wife aside. And I discussed it with her.
Your wife, Audrey.
Audrey, yes.
Beautiful, godly woman.
Who is every bit as involved as I am. And I couldn't do this without her. Mm. Praise God. So anyways, I took her aside and I asked her if I should do this, what her thoughts were, and would you support me if I follow through? And she told me that I should do it.
Well, our wives are our greatest counselors.
Yeah, she said I should do it and she would stand behind me all the way, support me the whole way. And she has up to this point.
That's great.
She's doing a great job for me. She's my campaign secretary.
Well, that is neat.
That's a great help.
Now, I once told my wife, if nominated, I would not run. And if elected, I shall not serve. Only kidding.
Yes.
Kidding. So Audrey gave you godly advice.
Yeah. So what happened is I told the people, nominate me and see what I do. So they did. And at that point, one of the candidates dropped out. And so my one remaining Republican opponent in the primaries opposed everything that I stand for. Mm. He was the one which was pro-choice.
Pro-child killing, pro-abortion.
Pro-civil unions.
Pro-homosexual.
Anti-God.
Anti-God.
Yeah. Mm. So my Republican opponent in the primaries opposed everything that I stand for.
Everything that matters, everything that's important. They like to say the only thing that matters is money And the truth is, the Republicans, when they win the White House, they spend money faster than the Democrats who have the White House. The American Enterprise Institute released that just this past week in a study. They looked from 1960 to 2010. For half a century, the Republican administrations outspent the Democrats by 8%. And that's not a surprise. We've been saying that on this show for 22 years. We've been saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's nice to be vindicated now and then.
Oh, praise God. Yeah. It's rather amazing. Like I say, I didn't see it coming, but I'm thankful for it.
Yeah. So you're the candidate.
Yeah. And I want to honor God by doing my very best.
Now, where does that district, the boundaries, the Democrats redrew the boundaries a while back and made some really weird districts. But where's your district?
My district is approximately I-70 to Alameda and Sheridan across to I-25. It's a pretty tough district.
Pretty tough because it's pretty liberal.
Yes.
I've made a prediction. You have an advisor. Could I give the name of your political advisor?
Oh, please do.
Ed Hanks, who's former speechwriter for the Republican governor in Colorado years ago and a press spokesman for the Republican State House, I think it was. And he's helped you craft a strategy. And looking at that strategy you guys have, I think that you're going to do better than any Republican in living memory in that district.
Yes.
I think you're going to do well. Just like at the assembly, this is so exciting that you weren't even looking to be a candidate, and here you're a candidate.
Yes.
Could I ask you a couple of the questions that were presented to you from the Colorado Family Institute / Focus on the Family candidate survey?
Yeah.
They have about a dozen questions, and here's one. A government-regulated healthcare system that guarantees healthcare for every American at taxpayer expense. Do you support that, oppose it, or undecided? I have your answers. Thank you for providing these.
Oh, you're welcome.
You answered it, but David, how do you answer that? Do you support government health care?
No, I do not. Health care is not a right. I am not running to please any specific group of people. I want to make it clear to people, I'm not running to please the seniors or just the working class, or I'm not running just to end abortion. You know, if it's not good for the nation, it's not good for any of us.
Right.
And we are one state within the nation.
Yeah. And so if God doesn't approve of it, then it's destructive.
Correct.
And so God never authorized the government to raise and educate children, to provide daycare, to fix our broken legs. And the more the government does these things, the less families are responsible for their own. And you destroy families by providing government social services.
Well, nowadays, you know, we're discussing every topic as if it's a right, as if everything we do in society is a right.
Right.
You know, most of it is selfish desires.
When there's rights, you could enforce those with like a baseball bat. That's a good test for people who are not sure. Would you be justified in taking a baseball bat and using it to get some Tylenol for your headache? Well, no, you're not. You don't have the right to that Tylenol. Now, you have the right to life, and you have the right to due process. You have the right to free speech and to worship God, but you don't have the right to take money by force because you broke your leg. Take money from your neighbor.
Right. And oftentimes you can tell if it's a right or not if you have to deprive somebody else of their own right.
Great point.
Rights never deprive another person of their own rights.
Of their rights.
Yeah.
All right. So then how about this? They ask you, regarding prohibiting abortions except when it is necessary to prevent the death of the mother, this makes it obvious what Focus on the Family is hoping to get the answer. They're hoping, you say, because this would be it. This would be the only real chance to say on this survey, I'm against abortion. So do you want to prohibit abortions except when it's necessary to prevent the death of the mother? I loved your answer, but it's not what they wanted.
Well, let me begin by saying I didn't answer this survey to begin with. This was about a week after the deadline to fill out the survey. I got a phone call from Focus on the Family. I forget the lady's name, but she called me and told me, you know, I've been trying to find information on you and I found your website. She said, I just love it.
You have a great website. Could we tell people the website?
Yeah, DavidDobsonDistrict4.com.
David Dobson, District 4.com.
Please go to my website and read my position statements. Mm-hmm. you might find it rather interesting.
Yeah.
Not your average pro-life material.
It's just great.
You know, you might just find it very educational. So mm-hmm. please look at it.
I thought it said pro-GOP, G-O-P, but it said pro-God.
Pro-God.
I like that.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you got the phone call.
Yeah. So I got this phone call from Focus on the Family, and this lady had found my website and she just loved it. She asked if she could resend the survey and they would give me more time to fill it out, as much time as I want, because they would just love to have my response. Mm-hmm. So I said, sure. You know, I was encouraged, you know, pro-life organization. Go ahead, send me your survey. Sounds like you're in favor of me already. So how can I go wrong?
Right.
And so I received the survey and I was really taken back by this very question. Do I support ending abortion except in the case of the life of the mother? Mm-hmm. There's no option here.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
Right.
I have to oppose it because this is one of the exceptions as to why abortion on demand is now a protected and legal practice.
In other words, this was the early part of Planned Parenthood's position.
Yes.
That we need abortion in the hard cases. The life of the mother, rape and incest, we need to be able to kill these kids. And as soon as people said, well, you know, that's reasonable, then everybody said, well, they must not be children.
Yeah.
They must be some kind of a fetal blob because you can't kill an innocent person. You can't intentionally kill one person to save another. You don't get to do that.
Yes.
That's immoral.
Yeah. Yeah. And life is a right. Abortion is not.
So you gave an extended answer and you said, look, when a mother's life is at risk, of course, you may deliver the baby, but the goal is to save both. And the doctor has two patients, not one, but you don't intentionally kill the child.
Right. To intentionally kill the baby is murder. All people have a right to live, not a guarantee, and especially not at the expense of another person's right to live.
Right.
Our children, no less.
Yeah, and you wouldn't kill the mother to save the baby. You don't say, well, we got to kill this mother in order to save this baby. You don't do
absurd.
That.
Yeah,
right. Absurd. You don't kill one innocent person to save another innocent person.
Mm-hmm.
You don't intentionally kill them. Sometimes innocent people die, and you point out that's a tragedy, but that should never be the goal of the procedure.
Yes.
Wow, thank you. So number five, protect healthcare professionals from being required to perform, for example, abortions that violate their moral beliefs. And you said you support that. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Next question six. How did you answer this? Legalize marijuana for recreational use.
No, I oppose it.
You opposed it. Now, this question is tricky because Focus on the Family supported this 2 years ago, which I think is so tragic. Extend to same-sex couples the legal benefits provided to married couples through civil unions. So how did you answer that?
I just opposed it.
Good.
I could have added some comments there if I wasn't squeezed for time when mm-hmm. I was doing the survey.
Yeah.
As a candidate, I am a little limited on my time these days.
Right.
So, but I do have comments on that issue. First of all, it's a detriment to society. Civil unions and same-sex marriage, they're being touted again as rights, as liberty and justice for all people. I'll tell you what, this nation was not founded by a bunch of pansies, people wearing skirts. You know, it's just a detriment to society, and I oppose it.
Well, it's apathy towards your neighbor if you're going to pretend that what they're doing is okay and even make it easier for them to destroy themselves. That's hatred. That's not loving your neighbor.
It's also anti-child.
Anti-child.
Anti-child, anti-God.
It's... Yeah, Jesus said that God made us male and female at the beginning of creation.
Yes.
Okay, number nine from Focus on the Family. Require abortion providers to make an ultrasound available for a woman to view before proceeding with an abortion. This is from Focus on the Family.
My comment there is this insinuates informed consent and that if the mother is informed, then she can proceed with the abortion of her own child. Obviously, I oppose that. I cannot and will not support legislation that supports informed consent. It's just ridiculous. When we support those things, we lend our voice to the opposition. We condone legal abortion in all cases. What happened in Roe v. Wade, it was determined that if the unborn child is not a person sometimes, then the unborn child is never a person.
It's never a person.
Yeah.
Legally, before God, before man, you could kill it.
And let me restate that. If the unborn child is not a person sometimes, such as in the case of rape, incest, life of the mother, then the unborn child is never a person.
Right.
So when we say that because the lady is informed that she can proceed with her abortion, we're still saying that the unborn child is not a person and does not have a right to live, has no rights at all.
We call these laws the laws that end with, and then you could kill the baby. And if a law ends with, and then you could kill the baby, like, look at this ultrasound, and if you still want to proceed, then you could kill the baby, that's a bad law.
If our children don't have the right to live, then we don't have a right to live.
Mm-hmm.
If one people group does not have a right, then no person has a right. It's rights for all or rights for none.
How about the Denver Post? They have a webpage up for your candidacy.
Oh, and I love it. Yeah.
That's pretty neat, David.
Yeah. Yes.
That's about the best thing that's been on the Denver Post website in the last 20 years that I've been aware of it.
I just love it. I look at it periodically on the internet. I just love it because they didn't change a word of it. They posted it just as I responded.
Yeah, isn't that great? So their first question to you was to David Dobson, running the Republican candidate for District 4 at the State House in Denver, briefly describe the three biggest issues facing your constituents.
Well, number one, our children don't have a right to live, as evidenced by the recent fetal homicides here in Colorado.
Mm.
It's evident that our children don't have a right to live regardless of whose choice it is.
Mm.
Legalized abortion is more than a mere choice or the effect of legal abortion. So that's number one. Our children don't have a right to live. Number two, if our children don't have a right to live, we certainly don't have a right to live.
Mm.
And number three, the demise of our economy and our nation, because the birth rate in America and many Christian nations around the globe has now dropped below the replacement rate via contraception, which prevents a child, and birth control, which prevents the birth of a child, including abortion.
Mm.
As long as we continue to deny future generations of this nation the right to even live, our economy is in jeopardy. The very future of our nation is in jeopardy. We are killing the future of this nation, literally.
Wow.
Yes.
I loved the statement you put out. In fact, it's on your website when you were nominated. Now, we're almost out of time, but you responded and you said, "Hello, neighbor. I am pleased to have accepted the nomination of candidate for Republican State House Representative District 4 to declare my position, the premise upon which this nation was founded, that all men are created equal with certain inalienable rights. As representative of House District 4, I intend to promote and support personhood rights for all people, as stated in the preambles to both the Colorado Constitution and the United States Constitution, to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity."
Yes.
That's just beautiful, David. And that right to life, this is the ultimate right. If you don't have the right to life, then you can't exercise the other rights.
Correct. We need to wrap our minds around this, that it's not only our children that have lost their right to live. Our children have been robbed of the right to live, but we need to wrap our minds around this. If they don't have a right to live, we have also been denied our rights. Our rights are in jeopardy. And a lot of people, patriots across this nation, recognize that our own rights and freedoms are now being jeopardized.
Mm.
But what we're now reaping began at least 40 plus years ago. We denied all future generations the right to even live.
Mm.
I don't share this with all audiences, but here I believe you have a great listening audience.
Yeah, we really do. Okay. Well, David, we are about out of time, so I'm going to repeat your website for those anywhere, really, who want to support you, but especially those in Denver who could vote for you, DavidDobsonDistrict4.com. DavidDobsonDistrict4.com. David, when godly men stand up and simply say what is true, that shines the light, and the things that are false appear so broken and compromised and false.
Yes.
So thank you for having the courage to honor God, to not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
And then we don't have to compromise every day, every new issue. There's something new we got to figure out. Well, how are we going to give Herod what he wants? You know, because the future doesn't look good for me unless I support Pontius Pilate and King Herod.
Yes.
And that's what's happening with our Christian leaders. And so we're at the state today where we have, well, a candidate at the top of the ticket like Mitt Romney, who is an aggressive child killer, pro-sodomite, socialist, government, healthcare reform, forces pro-life hospitals to administer the abortion pill, forces adoption agencies to give children to homosexuals. I mean, this is the enemy, and we've got Christians by the millions saying he's going to save our country.
Thank you, Bob. Now's the time to declare your position. I've declared mine. And go to my website, please.
Amen.
DavidDobsonDistrict4.com.
God bless you, David, and God bless you guys out there. Our website, KGov.com.
Can you help keep Bob Enyart on the air for another year? I know you can do it. Every subscription, we're giving away Bob's brand new video on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you ever wondered why it is that God put that tree in the midst of the garden? I've wondered a lot of things about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Bob's brand new video version of his insightful teaching on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is free for anyone who subscribes to any of our monthly subscriptions. Folks, I know you get a lot out of Bob Enyart Live, and it's time to pay a little bit forward. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Call us up or go to kgov.com, subscribe to one of Bob's monthly teaching series, or just make a donation, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000. It's the Bob Enyart Telethon. We need your help to keep on the air. God bless you.